What are the types of men that we can find in today's society? Sisters ask the question, how do we know what type of men we can get in today's society? What are some of the types that we can find in our communities? How do we understand the psychology of these types? Let us hear the answer to this question. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, of course, in general, I mean, there's so many different types of men and women, right? And we often hear about the type of women we want to marry. The hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marry a woman for four. I've discussed this in the past. And inshallah, we're going to elaborate more on that. But today we're looking at trying to help sisters understand the male psychology and what kind of men are available around today's world in our communities, the Muslim communities. And we have to understand that, again, nothing is just, you know, written in stone. This is just my criteria or some of the things that I've understood from the male psychology and dealing with the community and the counseling that I've been doing, inshallah. So I'm going to attempt today to talk about four types of men that are available in our communities. Number one, a boy. He is mama's boy. He is loose. He talks a lot. You know, he worries a lot. He doesn't plan. He's just immature. He gets angry very fast. And, you know, he plays around a lot. You know, playing like as in he's not serious. Jokes a lot around. There's no consistency with him. He might be even playing a lot of video games. Okay, because sisters might need to ask these questions when they want to get married. Hey, do you play video games? How often? Why? What kind of video games? Right? He thinks he's a man due to his age. But that is not, it's just a number. Okay, you're not a man because you are 30-something or 40 even, or 45. Okay, you can still be a boy and have that age. But he thinks he's a man. He cannot communicate properly. He just, you know, loses it very fast. If things don't go his way, he gets very, very upset. And he basically starts not crying physically, but acting like, you know, I don't want to play anymore because things didn't go my way. Right? He's going to run away to his mom right away as soon as something happens. Now, hey, don't get me wrong. In Islam, you're supposed to take care of your mother, and a man is supposed to always respect his mother. And yes, to take her advice and to listen. The Prophet ﷺ said towards the end of time, men will obey their wives and disobey their mothers. So be careful. That's not what I'm saying here. But this boy is just mama's boy. He's been spoiled. He's got no skill. He cannot take any responsibility. He basically needs another mother in his life. He's very, you know, self-centered. Everything is just about him. And he's just marrying for the sake of having like another mother, you know, like a servant to take care of him and clean after himself and all that. And when I mean clean after himself, it's not like, of course, the woman should be cleaning in the house. I'm talking about the guy doesn't know how to do anything in life. Okay? He's just basically a boy. No direction. He's not assertive. There's no confidence. Actually, he's lacking confidence. He doesn't know what to do. He only got married because his parents had enough of him. He got married a lot of times very, very late, actually, because he was just sticking around the house for too long. And the first time he ever tried to get married or wanted to get married because he had a lot of desires, his family and his parents laughed at him because he's a boy. They treat him like a boy. Until today, they still treat him like a little kid when he goes to visit. No respect. Number two, a player or a bad boy. This person is smart though, but very selfish. He doesn't like to commit. He cheats. Okay, but he can be very handsome, very good looking, very strong, very confident. He knows how to talk. As opposed to the boy who doesn't know how to communicate, this guy knows how to talk. And not only to communicate, I mean he knows how to talk and how to talk you in. He will promise a lot. He makes a lot of promises. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. I'll do this, I'll do that, ta-ta-ta. But he probably won't come through. He has affection. He is usually quite good in intimacy. Because he's very confident, he has good looks, he has the physique, and so on. So women fall for him. He talks a lot, right? He's very good with that. He knows how to charm. right? He has a set of conduct or rules that he goes by. He makes you feel special. He will get to your heart. But he basically, his affection is temporary. Because again, if things, he gets what he wants, a lot of time he might just move on. He might just move on. I don't like to use the word narcissism because here we got to be careful. It's a word that gets thrown out a lot too often. So, but he is very self-centered. He cares about his appearance, which is a good trait. But again, the problem is he doesn't care about anyone else. He just wants to get his thing. He is sometimes very overly confident and even it goes into arrogance. Actually, the player in Bad Boy, he is arrogant. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. Now, next one, a confused man. A confused man can be a good man. He might be kind of like a foot in, a foot out. He can be a good man. He can be good looking. He can be attractive, but he will appear as unattractive because of his lack of direction, because he's confused, doesn't know what he wants in life, or he's flip-flopping. He doesn't have a set of morals and kind of rules that he sticks by no matter what, i.e. Islam. He is a Muslim. He practices. He might have good characteristics. He can communicate. But the lack of direction, that he's not decisive in what he does, makes him very unattractive to a sister who might want to marry him. And sadly, if she gets to find this out late, she might have fallen for him because of his good looks or his kindness, righteousness, but it might be that she's going to suffer later on because she's going to have to now step into the shoes of decisions and so on. And again, it's just not going to be very attractive to her because he doesn't know what he wants to do. He doesn't know what he wants. So he exemplifies some characteristics of the player, but also some characteristics of the boy. Last but not least, a real man. A man that goes back on the Quran Sunnah. And by the way, all these guys might be practicing. They might be praying. They might be practicing brothers. But these are characteristics that they exemplify. A real man is strong. He has directive. He has iman. He has yaqeen. He has aqidah. He understands. He has a consistent relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's passionate and compassionate. So he's strong. He's not weak. But he is passionate and compassionate. He is a real man. And maybe the confused guy and the player one as well. But depends. He is a warrior. Like he's strong. You know, he's combat ready. Why? Just because he wants to beat himself in the chest? No. Because he's ready to defend his family. He has this aghira, you know, this jealousy for the deen, for the women folk of his family, for the people in his family, for the Muslim ummah. Right, you can tell in the way he talks about it, his passion when he speaks, he's strong, he's directive, yet he has mercy and compassion. You have to understand, he basically tries to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only looks, not only the beard and this and that, but in his behavior. He cares to please a woman in intimacy. As opposed to the other guys, the confused man, the player, the confused man might not be able to please a woman in intimacy because of his lack of direction. That shows a lack of character sometimes and a weakness in his personality. The player, again, because he's just endowed with strength and so on, he could please, but he doesn't care about that. He just does it naturally. The boy most likely will not please his woman in intimacy because all he cares is about himself. So real men will always take care and make sure he puts his wife first when it comes to intimacy. He communicates well. There's no confusion in his agenda. He has short-term plans and long-term plans. A real man wakes up for Fajr, wakes up for Qiyam. And that's one of the ways, sisters, you can separate the other ones. The player, the boy, the confused man. Maybe the confused man might, but the player and the boy, a lot of times, because they're lost, they won't wake up for Fajr. And how many times I get sisters complaining that their husbands don't wake up for Fajr, subhanAllah. They married them. They look like pious, beard, thawb, this and that. But they don't wake up for Fajr or for Qiyam. They talk a big talk, they preach and whatnot, and they tell everyone how to live their lives in Islam, but they themselves do not do it. A real man doesn't look for excuses. A real man has knowledge. A real man seeks financial independence. There's so many things, but a real man a woman will feel confident and comfortable with a real man. She will submit to him in her given role by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a gender role. And she's not going to question and start looking for things and join all kinds of weird movements and so on. She will love to be his wife. She will love to be the one who submits to him. She'll be proud of him and she'll feel very, very, you know, strong and confident behind him with his protection. Okay, so that is a real man. It is a real man based on Quran Sunnah. Inshallah, in the next video, I will elaborate on what are these strengths and these characteristics that a woman should be looking for in a man based on the Quran Sunnah with evidence from them, inshallah. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel, inshallah, and click the links in the description and join and support the da'wah. Barakallahu feekum. Leave a comment if you have something to say about this. And inshallah, we'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.